And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday, the 4th of September, 2014. 1888, on this day, Rochester, New York, George Eastman got a patent for his easy-to-use camera, the Kodak. The name didn't mean anything, just easy to remember. Google was first incorporated on this day, 1998, the brainchild of two Ph.D. students at Stanford, Larry Page and Sergey Brin. In June of 2006, Google was added to the Oxford English Dictionary as a verb. 1882, on this day, Thomas Edison switched on the world's first commercial electrical power plant. It was down on Pearl Street in Lower Manhattan. Six steam-powered dynamos putting out about 100 kilowatts of electricity. Edison had already developed a long-lasting electric light bulb, and now he just had to find a way to create a demand for them. He flipped the switch, and the light came on in J.P. Morgan's Wall Street office at 3 o'clock p.m., and a reporter for the New York Post wrote that the light was perfectly pure. Nobody could tell if it was electricity or gas. It's the birthday of the novelist Mary Renault, born in Forest Gate, England, 1905, went to Oxford, studied with J.R.R. Tolkien, and then she fell in love with a woman named Julie Millard and began writing fiction, wrote her first novel, a hospital romance called Purposes of Love. She sold a novel to MGM in 1948, was well paid for it, and she and Julie Millard left England for South Africa, which was more tolerant of homosexuality. Also, it was tax-free. And she kept writing novels that gradually became more explicit in their treatment of gay relationships. Her novel The Charioteer, 1953, was a gay love story set during the war, and her American publisher refused to publish it. It was on this day, 1893, Beatrix Potter sent a note to a 5-year-old boy, Noel Moore, who was quarantined with scarlet fever, and she said, "I don't know what to write you, so I shall tell you the story about 4 little rabbits whose names were Flopsy, Mopsy, Cottontail, and Peter." And it's the birthday of Richard Wright, born on a plantation near Natchez, Mississippi, 1908, the author of Black Boy and Native Son, came out in 1940, was made into a Broadway musical. It's required reading at many high schools across the country. Here's a poem for today by Stephen Dobbins, Cézanne's Success. The girls he followed down the street, the heartbreaks he pretended to suffer, the giddy letters he wrote to Zola with pages of bad poetry, bad jokes to conceal his fear of being dull, the self-doubts he laughed about, the shyness overcome by wine. This world began to collapse when he undertook his own inflexible path, his discipline leading him further into isolation. Whoever lacks a taste for the absolute meaning perfection, he wrote, contents himself with mediocrity. His misfortune was his own determined study. Art is a religion. Its aim is the elevation of mind. No jokes, no girls, no wine. The friends stopped calling. Harsh wind at night. No loving hands. Cézanne's Success by Stephen Dobbins from Body Traffic, published by Penguin and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can turn your iPhone or Android into a virtual poetry library with the Poetry Foundation's Poetry app. Available to everyone online at poetryfoundation.org/mobile. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.